and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. John Chrysostom, and from the United States you have me as your preacher, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, with a preaching I'm entitling, The Joy of Preaching the Good News. The reading is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe betide me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the weak I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I might by any means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable garland, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly, nor do I box as though I were beat in the air, but I punish my body and enslave it, so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified. Thus ends the reading. I've been working today to put a class together I'm going to start teaching in about 2 weeks. It's Christology, the theology of Jesus Christ, but really it's more like Jesus's greatest hits. And I've taught the class before, so I'm just going through week by week and seeing, do I want to change things up? And it's so fun because it's such great material, and I know the students are going to love it and respond to it. And they're going to think that I am the most brilliant professor in the world because I bring to them Jesus's teachings. But of course, it's not me that's brilliant. It's Jesus in the New Testament that's brilliant. But I get to present that to them and share that with them. And who doesn't like talking about the Good Samaritan or the prodigal son or the woman caught in adultery who is forgiven? So, this is what it's like also to preach the gospel to others. We bring them something that is so amazing that it's always a joy. And this is what I think. If before you preach, you have wrestled with these readings so that they speak to you today, and you present that to others, they will be amazed and enlightened and be drawn into the gospel. And it will be a joy and a miracle to behold. So, preach that good news like it's your own good news, because it has a power to draw us all together and be made anew every day in each one of us. Amen.